ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ May my limbs, speech, vital force, eyes, ears, as also strength and all the organs become well developed. Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman, may not Brahman deny me. Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
We are in the last mantra of the section 12 of the chapter 8 of Chandogya Upanishad. Herein, Prajapati was teaching Indra the Brahma Vidya, Dahara Vidya of Nirguna Brahman. In the earlier sections, and even in this 12th section also, the first 6 mantras were meditations on the Saguna Brahma. But now from the 7th to the 12th, the 12th section, which we are right now discussing, and that too we have come to the last mantra, the 6th mantra, this is to wrap up what is Nirguna Brahman and how to achieve it and what would be the result. All these things have been beautifully discussed. So we will proceed further and just to recollect what we studied in the 5th mantra. Atha yo veda idam manva aniti sa atma mano asya daivam chakshuhu सभा एष एतेन दैवेन चक्षुषा मनसा एतान् कामान् पश्यन् रमते य एते ब्रह्मलोके। वी हैव सीन अर्लियर दैट गॉड क्रिएटेड ऑल दी सेंस ऑर्गन्स, फिजिकल एक्सटर्नल सेंस ऑर्गन्स, 5 ऑफ एक्शन एंड 5 ऑफ नॉलेज, फॉर हूज पर्पस, नॉट फॉर अवर ईगो पर्पस, for his own purpose. Just as we create in our dreams the entire dream world for our own enjoyment, here also Brahman alone has created. He had become as it were two, the creator and the creator. Just as we become our own self in the dream and as well as the rest of the world. At the time of dreaming, we do not say, we do not feel, we are dreaming. Only when we come from that state, we say it is dream world. And especially when we come back to the waking state. And same rule has to be applied. So long as we are in the dream state is the waking state. And what happens to the waking state? It becomes Manorajya. Only a mental world or a dream world or an imaginary world having very little impact. Whichever world we are living in, that will have 100% effect upon us. So previously, all the external organs were created by Brahman for his own enjoyment. Now, in this fifth mantra, he is telling even the mind, without which the body means all the ten sense organs. There is nothing else in the body excepting the manifestation of the ten sense organs, five of action, five of knowledge. Together, we call it the body, physical body. But without mind, the physical body cannot function. But even the mind is inert. So we have to add reflected consciousness plus mind plus body. That is what makes our entire personality. So who created this mind? So that is why even Brahman created the mind. For whose purpose? For his own enjoyment. Why? Because the enjoyer is Brahman. The enjoyed is also Brahman. The instruments through which Brahman enjoys himself is also Brahman. Everything is nothing but Brahman. And this mind is called Daivam Chakshu, Daivi Chakshu. That means what? The mind has far superior powers, much less limitations. So as I mentioned earlier, that the mind can go to any place it wants, including Brahmaloka, within fraction of a millisecond. And it can transcend time, because to reach even the next room, it takes time. Not to speak of next house or next village, next city, next country. But just one thought, and we are where we want to be. Whatever object we want to have, everything is possible. So the mind, it is limited, no doubt, but much less limited than a physical body. And therefore, it is called Daivam Chakshu. Not only that, the physical sense organs can only, or even all the 10 organs of, say, action and knowledge together, can only function in this waking world, at this present moment. But the mind can go back 100 years, 5,000 years. If we develop that yogi's mind, jati smaratva, we can remember all the our past lives. That was what Bhagavan Buddha used to remember. That is why there are stories what Bhagavan Buddha was previously, 500 times he was born, he says, and they are called Jataka stories. So we come here that the mind can go back, even though that it can go back, we have not developed that special instrument for going back, not to speak of the future. But there are some minds who can even think of the future. In fact, all the time we are thinking about the future and planning the present according to our future vision. I want to become a PhD. The school child, some school children at least, they have the planning. Why do you want to become? So I'm interested. I want to do research. I want to do something good. I want to control the whole world. I want to become the emperor. Napoleon, it is said that even from the babyhood, he was only craving for power and position. I will be the emperor of France, even though he was not even a proper French citizen. But he did eventually become. Swami Vivekananda used to see his future, that either he would become the greatest emperor in this world, or he would become the greatest monk in the world. Bhagavan Buddha, astrologers predicted of him, either he becomes the greatest ruler or the greatest renouncer. So the mind has tremendous powers. In fact, it is through the mind only we can realize that we were, are, and will be Brahman only. So who is experiencing? Brahman. Through what is he experiencing? So he created for his own experience the entire world in the form of, as we have seen, the tanmatras, very subtle five elements, as well as the five gross elements, which become mixed up, called panchikarnam, and a combination of both these. Through the subtle elements, he created the subtle world, including the causal body, and through the physical five elements, grossified, mixed up five elements, he has created this entire universe. And to experience that, he created this individual body and mind so that we can all experience it. So that is why this person who realizes, I am Brahman, he becomes Uttama Purusha. He crosses over the individuality. He gives up his attachment to the body-mind, individual body-mind. He will give up his attachment or identity, and slowly he becomes identified with Brahman. And then he realizes that the whole universe is created by me, maintained by me, and again taken back by me. That is what he said. A person, a realized soul, is called Uttama Purusha. And what does he do? Etan Kaman Pashyan Ramate. So he sees, he hears, he listens, he smells, he touches, he tastes, as if, that is to say, anybody seeing is he seeing. Sahasraksha. Anybody is walking, is walking. Sahasrapath. And anybody who uses his hands, Sahasrapani. So there is nothing other than Bhagavan. That is why he is called Purushaha. Purusha means Puri Sethe or Purayate. He who pervades whatever we call this creation, he is nothing but that Purusha, manifesting to whom? Not to somebody else, but to himself. And where does he sees everything, and he plays, and he enjoys, he roams about? Where? Ete Brahmaloke. That means Brahmaloka is not what we call the 14th world called Brahmaloka, but Brahmansuloka. In Sanskrit language, we have no problem to distinguish Brahma and Brahma. Brahma is the creator. Brahma is the Nirguna Brahma. Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. These are the three aspects of Saguna Brahma. So, Ashnute Sarvan Kaman Brahmana Vipassiteti. And this Sriram Krishna's statement on pure Atma. It was revealed to me that the Paramatman, who is described as the pure Atman in the Vedas, is immutable, like Mount Sumeru, unattached, and beyond happiness and sorrow. And yet, as a Jivan Mukta, he enjoys everything. How? Through identification with everything. He is the enjoyer, he is the enjoyed. He is the eater, he is the eaten. This we will get specifically in the Taittiriya Upanishad in Brahmanandavalli from first to second anuvakas, we are going to get them. So that was the essence of the fifth mantra. What was the essence? One who realizes, I am Brahman, every enjoyment is his, even though we should never attribute like as he enjoys. By being one with everybody, he manifests himself as Sat Chit Ananda Sarupa. Everything that exists is Brahman. Everything that knows is pure consciousness. Everything that enjoys, even Dukkha, is enjoyed. You may wonder, what are you talking about? Does anybody experience suffering? Of course, if we see somebody suffering, that person may not experience joy. But there will be people who dislike that person, who hate that person, who wishes harm to that person. The more this person suffers, the more that person thinks, I'm very happy. And there are some blessed souls, even though they do not get anything, but their greatest joy in seeing the other persons unhappy, suffering in tremendous pain. Bhartrhari says there are three types of people in this world. That is, there are people who make other people suffer because they want to get something out of them. They don't want to suffer, but they wanted to create suffering for other people to gain something. There are some other people says, I will gain something, you will also gain something. Give and take. I will also suffer, you will also suffer. This is classified by Bhartrhari as the second type of or medium type of person. And there is a third person who says, I want only to get without my suffering. I will create only suffering to the other people. That is the third type of person. But there is somebody, we do not know what to call him. We are unable to find a title for him. Even though that person doesn't profit in any way, but still he revels in giving pain and suffering to the other persons. So many people are there in this world, especially nowadays. Anyway, the essence of the fifth mantra is, realize Brahman and all your desires will be fulfilled because you are Atma Swarupa, Chit Swarupa, Ananda Swarupa. Now, Prajapati wants to say that he wants to wrap up this one. Tamva etam devaha Atmanam Upasate. Tasmat Desham Sarvecha Loka Attaha Sarvecha Kamaha Sa Sarvamsha Lokan Apnoti Sarvamsha Kaman Yaha Tam Atmanam Anuvidya Vijanati Ideha Prajapati Vacha Prajapati Vacha. Now, earlier also we mentioned that whenever there is a Dvirupti, that is twice uttered, in this case, Itiha. Thus, indeed, Prajapati taught, Prajapati spoke, twice it is done, Prajapati vacha, to indicate the end of that particular section or particular chapter or the entire book itself. This is a very common practice in Sanskrit language. So, what is the meaning of this mantra? We just have gone through. This self is worshipped by the gods. This is why all worlds and all desirable things are within their grasp, within the grasp of these realized souls, that is the devas, etc., who realize that each one, I am Brahman, etc. One who fully understands this teaching and realizes through sadhana, this self, how with the help of teachers and the scriptures is able to attain whatever worlds and whatever desirable things he wants. This is what Prajapati taught Indra. This is what Prajapati taught Indra. Tam va etam. Tam means what? Him or it. It means what? Him means what? Brahman. Va etam. Vaktam. Thus, about this Atman or Brahman or Uttama Purusha, so having known through teachers, etc., Devaha, gods, Atmanam Upasate, that is, they come to know about the Atman, just as Prajapati had announced at the very beginning of the seventh section, we have seen that Etam Atmanam Anuvidya. Sarvan Kaman Avapnoti. He declared anybody who realizes the Atman. So these devas and demons also heard it. So Atmanam Upasate. Now what happened to Virochana? He misunderstood. He only got the first lesson after 32 years, which did not help him to understand. He went back and taught. What did he teach? That is Virochana Upanishad. That is the secret vidya, this body, the materialistic philosophy, the Charvaka philosophy that this body is the Atman. So feed it, decorate it, cater to all the five sense organs and keep it as long as possible. And if the body dies, decorate it with beautiful flowers and fragrant pastes, etc., etc., because this body is the Atman. Now, what did Indra do? He did exactly the same thing, but here Indra became a realized soul after this fourth time, after 5 years of further practicing a deep spiritual discipline, staying with the Guru. So step by step, as we have seen, he had been taught that you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not the causal body, you are not the waking state, you are not the, you means here, the Atman is not the physical body, the Atman is not the dream body or dream world, and the Atman is not the causal body and causal world. You are completely separate. The Atman is completely separate. And the word that Atman, because once a person, he denies his identity with waking, dream, and deep sleep, what remains? Only one thing remains. Call it Turiyam, call it Atma, call it Brahma. Don't call by any other name. Only that Ekam Sat. Only that one pure existence, pure consciousness, and pure bliss alone exists. So he understood. What did he do? Of course, we do not know. The Upanishad doesn't tell. So he has gone back. Remember, he had, the Devas chose his, their representative, Indra, because he was the most fit person. And he came, he observed self-discipline for 101 years. And then he became enlightened. Then he went back. So the leader knows, he went and taught some of the Devas, not every Deva, but some of the Devas, he taught them that thou art that Tattvamasi. So he must have practiced, he must have taught them through stages, just like his guru had taught. So that is what we have to understand. So then they became very, some of them at least, I don't know, all of them probably not, because if everybody becomes realized soul, there would be no Devaloka. So just like on this earth, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, so a few people must have been curious. And we know in the Kena Upanishad, the Agni, Vayu, etc., only very few people came to know that divine being called the Yaksha. Later on, she revealed herself as what is called Uma. Uma means the divine mother, Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom. And then they became enlightened. So Indra, greatest student, he became the leader of the Devas, and Agni became prominent, Vayu became prominent. So the Upanishad doesn't mention any other Devas, but maybe a few Devatas must have been enlightened. So here, Etam Devaha, that means there are some very purified Devas, and after getting the teaching from Indra, after being taught by Indra, Indra was taught by Prajapati. Prajapati was taught by Brahma. We will come to see later on. So this person, Indra, he became, he realized I am the Atman. He passed that knowledge to those who are ready. Even the greatest God cannot give this teaching unless the receiver is also very competent and capable of receiving. So only knowledge becomes fruitful when both the teacher and the student, on the part of the teacher, he should be capable of giving. Now on the part of the student, he should be capable of receiving. Only when both these meet, then successfully the teaching will be transmitted from the upper to the lower. This is called parampara, Guru Parampara. That also we will see a little bit later on. So, tam vayetam atmanam, after hearing everything that transpired between Prajapati and Indra, and he must have told his autobiography, and then they also practiced, and then atmanam upasate, they became eager, they became filled with yearning that we wanted to only realize Brahman. Atmanam upasate means what? We want to worship Atman, but we want to realize the Atman. We want to become one with Atman. Tasmat tesham, therefore, the Upanishad says, we have to derive the meaning. Tasmat means what? They did this spiritual practice and they reached the same state that Indra has reached. That means they came to know, I am Atman, every Deva, every spiritual aspirant. And then, as mentioned earlier, Desham, what did they get? Sarvecha Lokaha Atta, the Sanskrit word, Atta means Prapta, attained, obtained, Sarvecha Lokaha. So, whatever desires, as Prajapati declared, whatever lokas, whatever objects, everything becomes present to them. But this is only figurative, as I told many times. A Jivan Mukta really doesn't need anything. Because, why? Because only a person who knows definitely, I don't have this object, only such a person desires to have that object. Not only that, I don't have this object, but I feel very unhappy if I don't get that object. I will die, but I will try to obtain that object. I feel lack of this object. I cannot sleep because of that. Such a person only desires. But what desire could be there for these Jivan Muktas? Because they have already come down, and it is a beautiful idea which we will see in this 8th chapter itself later on. So, what was the result of this Atman realization, Brahman realization? Sarvecha Loka, whatever Loka they desire, Atta, Prapta, as if is already obtained. Only the moment the desire arises, it is fulfilled. Sarvecha Kama, not only Loka, every desire is fulfilled instantaneously. Fulfilled means what? If I want to eat a sweet, I have to, first of all, I know the sweet is an object separate from me. Not like that. So, I am that object which I am desiring. That is the right meaning. Sarvecha Kama. And then again, he repeats, Sarvamsya Loka. So, that word Loka are the worlds has been used earlier. Lokaha, Sarvecha Lokaha, Attaha, Praptaha, Attaha. Again, sa sarvamsya lokan apnoti. Sarvamsya kaman, we have to add that one, apnoti. So, there is no object, no desire, which remains unfulfilled. And therefore, they are called purna kamaha in the Taittiriya Upanishad. When we get to the 8th anuvaka in the Brahmanandavalli, which is called ananda mimamsa, so it becomes what is called attainer of everything. So, purna kamaha or akamaha. Akama means he has no desire. Why doesn't he have any desire? Because he is purna kamaha. There is no object which is separate from him, which needs to be desired. He knows, I am everything. Sarvam aham eva. And then, what does Prajapati say? Yaha tam atmanam anuvidya vijanati. So, whoever realizes that he is not the body, he is not the mind, he is not the causal body, then what remains? Tam atmanam. That pure Atman, Brahman, anuvidya. Anuvidya means by knowing or having obtained the knowledge, then practices spiritual disciplines, vijanati. He comes to know. What does he come to know? That I am that Atman, that realization comes. Itiha Prajapati Uvacha, Prajapati Uvacha. Prajapati closing this 12th section of this 8th chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad, what I declared earlier, that he who realizes the Atman, he obtains all worlds, he obtains all desires, there will be nothing which remains unobtainable by him. So that is what he said. So this is the meaning of this one. Sarve cha kamaha ata. Every type of desire. Desire is always for pleasure only. Very interesting. So a person desires, I want to harm that person. Why does this person want to harm that person? Because he gets pleasure from it. The other person may suffer. But this person thinks, mistakenly of course, that by giving pain, suffering to the other person, he will be happy, even though others may suffer. But he is completely ignorant of the, what is called, karma phala. That karma phala follows. Whatever a person does, the result will come in a terrible form, both good and bad, happiness and suffering, both. So therefore, so anybody can acquire this Purnatva. This is the greatest thing that Prajapati declares. He never said that only Hindus will get it or Muslims only will go to paradise. No. The Upanishad here says, that is through Prajapati, Saha, any student in any yoga, any age, whether one is in one of the four ashramas, he may be brahmachari, he may be a student, he may be householder, grihastha, he may be a retired person in a secluded place called vanaprastha, he may be a sannyasin, a renouncer, whether he is a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or shudra, whether one is a Hindu or Christian or Muslim, whether one is a believer, a non-believer, they will attain Brahman. Therefore, any blessed person, anyone who is prepared to lead a sincere spiritual life, one who puts forth effort, can learn this and manifest their inherent divinity. In fact, life is meant only for that. Therefore, one who gains this knowledge, he knows, I am Brahman. So what does the spiritual aspirant come to know? He knows, I am Brahman, Atman Arturiya, I am Uttama Purusha. And then what does he gain? Sarvamsya Lokan, Sarvamsya Kaman, Itiha Prajapati Vacha, Itiha Prajapati Vacha. This was exactly the teaching of Sri Ramakrishna, propagated by Swami Vivekananda. Any yoga, any religion, any effort, whether it is a person is capable of worshipping only an image, cannot think. But if he is sincere, he will get mukti. Like Shiva declared that anybody who dies in Varanasi, whether he is a Hindu, Christian, Muslim, whether he is a saint or sinner, whether he is a charitable person or a cheater, whether he is a believer, non-believer, whether he is a human being, non-human being, even an ant, a jiva is a Shiva. Every jiva is Shiva. Everything is Shiva in the eyes of Shiva. So he said, whoever gives up, out of my infinite compassion, I give them liberation. That is what he said. With this, the 6th mantra is over. With this, the 12th section is over. And this is the most important teaching in this 12th section. What did Prajapati do? He declared that whoever realizes Atman, oneself as Atman, oneself as Brahman, oneself as Uttama Purusha, he will be forever in unbroken bliss. He will not be subject to change, which means death. He will not be subject to any type of ignorance. He is pure consciousness and pure bliss. He becomes Satyam Jnanam, Anantam Brahma, or Sat Chit Ananda. No rule is made. That is what Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna declares. Anybody who is born in any caste, any ashrama, only condition that they will have to follow their particular rules, duties, and avoid certain things, do certain things, vidhi and nishedha, and that would be the greatest worship. And through that worship, anybody can attain Bhagavan and then become Mukta Purusha, Jivan Mukta, or Videha Mukta. It doesn't matter really. So that is the essence of the 12th section. Now we enter into the 13th section. And there is only one mantra in this. And this is a mantra for meditation or repetition. And it is also said, this mantra should be earnestly prayed by every sadhaka, especially towards the end of one's life, just before death. But it doesn't mean only before death. We have to go and pray, "Oh Lord, let me remember you at the last moment." Remember, Mukundamala, Kulasekharalvar, he goes on telling, praying here, "Krishna, Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Pinjarastam, Adyaiva Me Vishatu, Manasa Rajahamsaha, Prana Prayana Samaye, Kafavata Pittai, Kantava Rodhana Vidhau, Smaranam Kutaste." Let me go on remembering you, O Krishna, by entering into the cage of your lotus feet. That means I will never leave, I will live only in your lotus feet. That means I will remember forever your lotus feet. Let me do it. When? Right now. Adhyayva. Just this very second. Why? Because when the time comes for giving up the prana, prana leaves me. Kapha vata pittaihi. Then the throat, and as a result the mind also, may not remember you. Kanta avarodhanam idau smaranam kutaste. It is not sure. I may remember, but I may not remember also. So let me remember. And I am remembering, I am praying to you, that even if I forget, you don't forget that I pray, I took shelter in your lotus feet. So this 13th, 14th and 15th, another three sections are there. These three sections are called Khila Khandas. Khila Khanda. Khanda means section. Khila means what? Assorted. So a section which deals with assorted topics. So there may be some sadhanas, there may be some disciplines, there may be some ways of duties, something to prevent, etc., which we will see here. So we will read the first mantra. Here also there is only one mantra. Shyamat Shabalam Prapadye, Shabalat Shyamam Prapadye, Ashwaiva Romani Vidhuya Papam, Chandraiva Rahoho Mukhat Pramuchya, Dutva Shariram, Akritam Kritatma, Brahmalokam Abhisambhavami Iti, Abhisambhavami Iti. From the dark, I would like to travel to the light, to the variegated. From the variegated, or from the multiplicity, I like to come to the dark. How? Shaking of evil, as a horse shakes all dust from its hair by shaking itself. So, that is one. Second example, freezing myself from the body, as the moon freezes itself from the mouth of Rahu. I fulfill all ends and obtain the uncreated world of Brahman. Very undecipherable, peculiar words. But if you look at the dictionary, you may not find the meaning. But then great acharyas, commentators have shown us the way. Sri Ramakrishna also has shown us the way. Beautiful mantra, this one. It is a prayer, as I said, but this is a state to say that after having very deep faith in the scriptures, I know I do not understand, but I have faith. What is the faith? Swami Sri Ramakrishna told that the goal of life is God realization. Swami Vivekananda said, each soul is potentially divine. I may not understand. I understand a little bit, definitely. I understand that I am bound. I understand I am limited. This nobody can deny. And what is my wish? I want to be free from all limitations. And why am I having that desire? Because deep in my unconscious mind, my unconscious mind is aware. I am aware that I am that Purnatma. Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Avasishyate. I come from Brahman and therefore I am Brahman. I know that, but I do not realize it. My unconscious knows it. So I want to have come from there. I want to go back. If you remember, Girish Chandra Ghosh had written of Buddha Charitra and echoing Buddha's deep agony. And Buddha was supposed to have heard a marvelous song sung by Devas to awaken him. Jodai te jai, kothai jodai. Kotha hote ashi, kotha jai bhashi. Where from have I come? Where am I going? I do not understand anything of this. I don't know where from I have come. I don't know where I am going. As if somebody forcefully closed my eyes and pushing me with force, without my knowing, to some destination. I want peace. That means I don't want this travel. I want to know where from I have come. I want to be with my father, with my mother, in my own house. Manachalo nijani ketane. So this is the idea here, and a beautiful idea. We will just explore this one. Shyamat shabalam prapadye. So shyamat means from the dark. What does it mean? This is a prayer to the Lord by every sincere upasaka. And we see this type of prayer just for us to remind. There was a Saguna Brahma upasaka, and he understood. He is knocking at the door of Brahman, but he was not able to open the door. So in the Isavasya Upanishad, I think it is the 16th or 15th mantra, what does the sadhaka pray wholehearted? He was not even able to get up. His physical condition was, he was lying down. So he says, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Apitam Mukham Tat Tvam Poshan Apavrunu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. So, O Lord, the truth, that is your real nature, is hidden by Maya, Hiranmaya. And this Maya is shining. That's why Hiranyagarbha is Maya. Hiranya means gold. So the door to the truth has been closed. And that door is shining like burnished gold. But I want to come face to face with the truth, with Brahman. Because Brahman is called Satyam, as we have seen in the Taittiriya Upanishad. But that face of the Satyam is covered with what? This Maya means duality, means multiplicity. So I am unable to get rid of the idea of this duality, this multiplicity. But then out of your grace, your own grace, Tat Tvam, so that door, that Maya, Pushan, the shining, O shining one, O Brahman, Apavruno, you open the door, you remove the door. There should be no door so that I can see you directly. Satya Dharmaya. Satya Dharma means what? I am a worshipper of truth. I am a follower of Dharma. I am a seeker of truth, and I worked whole life only to get that district to that destination called Satyam, and that is called Dharma. I lived a dharmic life, righteous life, for the sake of seeing. Earlier I might have worked for the sake of enjoying things. Dharma brings punyam, punyam brings happiness, and I might desire, I might have desired. Now I understand. No more I desire. I want you, just like a baby who is absorbed in the dolls playing. As soon as he feels hungry, he kicks the whole lot and then runs to mother. I want none other than mother. Ma, Jai. I want only Ma. So this is also a prayer. What is Shamat Shabalam Prapadye? An ecstatic experience of desire, expressing the soul's transition to the Supreme and back. In Sri Ramakrishna's words, beautiful teaching, tallying with this mantra. What does Sri Ramakrishna say? First you reach the roof, then you come down. You realize that the staircase, all the floors, everything is made up of the same material. And later on he says, from Nitya, a person who has reached that highest Nitya, he will come to the Leela. From the Leela to Nitya, and again Nitya to Leela, this is the play of a Jivan Mukta. That's why Divine Mother commanded him. Sri Ramakrishna wanted to live forever in that state, which is state only in Brahman. But then the mother said, no, you have to live as the greatest Brahmagnani. So she says, Bhava Mukhe Thaku, remain in Bhava Mukha. What is Bhava Mukha? Sri Ramakrishna himself has explained. It is the doorway, like a room is there, and there is a door is there, and there is a door sill is there. You sit there. A person sits there. What is the benefit? He can look inside. He can look outside. So a person who remains in between the eternal and the what we call multiplicity, the one and the many, the unity and the diversity. And he can, no, he will not be caught. He will not be bound. Why? Because he knows I am Brahman, because he is seeing inside the house, I am the Nityam. And he sees outside, I am also the multiplicity, anekam, dvandvam. Everything is me only. This is what the prayer. But this person must have reached, then only the prayer comes, that from the eternal to the multiplicity, from the one to the many, from the many to the one, this would be my sport throughout my life. So there are beautiful thoughts actually. We will talk about them in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padupadmi Tayoh Sritva Pranamami Mohor Mohoho. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Hey, Ramakrishna.